You are on the record.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome everybody to the ADA 830 Wednesday, September 6th, 2020 board meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And I guess I'm going to ask, what am I asking of the board?
I'm going to ask Lisa to do a roll call for the board members.
All right. Dana Proust.
I'm here.
Bernie Carl.
Here.
Julie Anderson.
Here.
Albert Fogel.
Here.
Bill Kendig.
Here.
Anna McKinnon.
Here.
Julie Sandy.
Here.
Alan Weisner.
Here.
Chris Anderson. Brenda Applegate.
We have a quorum. Correct? Everybody's present? All right. So then I'm going to ask you to ask who's online and who's in the boardroom. So they'll have to state their name for the record.
For the record, I'm going to ask the public to state their name on whoever's on the line, please.
Please press star.
Please press star
nine
to raise your hand.
We'd like their affiliation, too, if there is one.
Also, if you could state your affiliation, if you have any. Thank you.
Are you showing anybody online?
Please press star 9 to raise your hand to identify yourself for roll call.
Hello, my name is Chris Hall. I tried the star 9. It said the hand raising was not available.
Thank you, Chris.
My affiliation is with the Alaska EV Association, but I would like to comment on my behalf when given an opportunity.
Okay. Thank you. We will let you know when the public comments begin.
And this is Mark Wigan calling. I'm sorry, can I be heard?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it's Mark Wigan calling in on my behalf.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. This is Mark Lussinger from Barrow Hanley, Moynihan and Strauss.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, this is Chris Jones. I'm speaking on my own behalf.
I'm sorry, sir. Could you please state your name again?
Chris Jones.
Thank you, Chris.
This is Sunny Morrison with AccuType Depositions, the court reporter.
Thank you, Sunny.
This is Shannon Donahue calling in from Haines. I'm representing Southeast Alaska Conservation Council.
Thank you, Shannon.
Kay Cashman, Petroleum News.
Thank you, Kay.
This is the management team for Allen Marine.
Thank you.
This is Eddie Guerra with Barrow Hanley, Mewinney and Strauss.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jessica Dillon from Dillon and Finley, and we represent former Brooks Range Petroleum employees Dan Gleason, Jack Laus, and Larry Vendel.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. This is J.P. Wood, also from the law firm of Dillon and Finley, and we would like to present a public comment during the time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Demetri Shane. I'm the executive director of Alaska Electric Vehicle Association, and I would like to make a public comment today.
Thank you.
Hello, Kirk Martakis, Cantwell, Alaska, EV advocate. I'd like to make a public comment today. Thank you.
Thank you. Will all members of the public who wish to identify themselves, please press star 9.
This is Scotty Watkins with Northland Bank.
Thank you, Scotty.
Good morning. Todd Griman, Southeast Market Manager for Northland Bank.
Thank you, Todd.
This is Shannon Donahue with Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. I already identified myself, but I did not specify that I want to make public comment. So I wanted to make sure you know that.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, this is Ed Todd. I want to make a public comment regarding EVs.
Thank you, Todd.
Hi, this is Gordon Waitman from Callan.
Thank you, Gordon. Last call for roll. Please press star 9 if you wish to identify yourself.
All right.
Hey, good morning. Gary Agron from New Horizons.
Thank you, Gary. And that is everyone.
Sir. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and identify everybody in the room.
Oh, sorry, one more person.
We'll get him after we identify in the room. Start over in the right corner.
Chris Farrell, Alaska Energy Authority.
And again,
Joe Moran,
Northrop
Bank. Bill Fagelman with Ava.
Good morning, Chuck Lee. I represent myself here, and I hope to make some comments.
I'm
Louis
Pugian, representing myself.
Robert Hopkins, Ada. That's right.
Al Mosner, Ada.
Jennifer Perlini, AEA.
Jamie
Sobeck, AEA.
Ms. Anderson, ADA.
James McCown. Stephen Saldana, Department of Law.
Alyssa Wilson, ADA.
Kate Passau, ADA.
And anybody back online that wants to?
This is Alex Ford from Cowan.
Thank you, Alex. And one more person.
Brenda Applegate, ADA.
Thank you, Brenda. And that is everyone.
Great, thank you. So I'll remind everybody, this is the ADA meeting. The Energy Authority meeting will be after this meeting. So if you're, for those online or in the boardroom here wishing to make a comment on Energy Authority-related topics, we ask that you do so at the appropriate meeting time. That being said, item number 3 on our agenda is the agenda approval. I'll look for a motion to put on the table.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? Changes? Additions? Any objection to adopting the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, do you want to look at the schedule as far as what we address first with the loan participations or executive session?
Looks to me like executive session is first. Okay. Hearing no objection, the agenda is adopted. That brings us to prior minutes for August 5th, 2020.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert Fogel. I motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
This is Board Member Sandy. I second that.
Thank you, Board Members. Discussion on the prior minutes for August 5th. Any changes, corrections, clarifications? I don't see any objections to adopting the minutes. Seeing no objections, the minutes are adopted. Okay, that brings us to public comments. Remind everybody that it's 2 minutes per person. Please talk to our agenda items. I'd like your full name and affiliation if you have one. With that, I'm going to start with in the room. Anybody in the room wishing to make a public comment? If so, they need to be able to sit up here at the front desk and talk into the microphone. Is that correct?
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. My full name is Sidney Charles Wheat. I go by Chuck Wheat for the record, representing myself. Live at 2500 Brook Drive here in Anchorage. I'm a former Brooks Range Petroleum employee, serving as the HSC director from May of 2019 through the end of February 2020. I filed a lien against Brooks Range Petroleum for unpaid wages and benefits from the period of November through February 2020. I perfected and filed my lien early in the correct jurisdiction and through the help of the Department of Labor and outside counsel. And this morning I'd like to throw a question to you all at the board. Is it your intention to give me priority treatment to which I'm entitled through this process? The other thing I'd like to note up front is that services that I rendered during this time were at the request of Brooks Range Petroleum and working with the full knowledge and participation of ADA. Kind of felt compelled to come here this morning. I'm the primary wage earner for my family. I'm not seeking a bonus or severance or additional wages other than the ones and benefits, wages that I've owed as employee. It's been a long process. This represents, frankly, about a quarter of my annual income, and it hit just prior to, as we all know, one of the worst public health crises and economic crises that any of us have ever faced. Since the timeline, as many of you know, who've worked with the Mustang Project in ADA, in Brooks Range for a long time. Production came in last fall, December. We received an email from the CFO saying we weren't making payroll and we didn't need to come to the office. But as many as you know, regulatory requirements, compliance requirements, just like the tide rests for no man, they keep coming. Working at home, continue to perform my duties. In January, a call from the CFO asking us to come back. The plan was to restructure and restart the company. And in February, when I resigned at the end of February, I got a note from the CEO saying the company had no funding. So just to give you a sense of some of the duties and things I was performing during that time, working with DEC and monitoring annual monitoring reports, developing a sea plan required for operations for the state of Alaska through DEC, working as a board member representing Brooks Range for Alaska Clean Seas and trying to restructure their financial payment structure to keep the company solvent and compliant with state regulations, dealing with historical spills that were on site at the facility, providing a plan of operations for DNR, Division of Oil and Gas, letters of non-objection with other operators on the slope, all things required to operate, and safely decommissioning and de-inventorying, most importantly, the pipeline and the tanks to stay safe in the environment in state Alaska. All during this time, weekly project updates were provided to Brooks Range Petroleum owners in ADA from the CEO or CFO, including employees not being paid since November. ADA representatives were in the office and attended meetings pretty regularly and with state agencies during that time. So I guess the thing I want to make sure that everybody here knows is that the work I performed during this time was directly an essential impact on Brooks Range and, frankly, the success of this project to remain active and working forward. In other words, we wouldn't be sitting here today talking about later about Mustang and Brooks Range and the process of moving forward without the direct efforts I made during this period for which I have not been compensated. I'm seeking to ensure that my lien is considered secure and that I am in priority or first position to receive all the monies that I'm owed. And if there's any argument to be made of why I shouldn't be considered in a secured or priority position as a wage earner, as required by state law, I'd like to hear it. So with that, I welcome any questions, and I appreciate your time here this morning.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate your comments.
Thanks.
Anybody else in the room wishing to make a comment? All right, we'll go online.
A reminder to callers to press *9 to raise their hand to make a public comment.
My name is Shannon Donahue, and I'm calling in from Haines. I'm commenting today both as a Haines resident and a staff member of Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. It has come to my and several of my fellow community members' attention that ADA initiated a meeting with Haines Borough Mayor and several borough staff in late August for the purpose of financing an ore dock in Utah Inlet. Ore shipment via Haines has long been a contentious issue here. The threat of ore transport through the Chilkat Valley galvanized community opposition that ultimately sank the Windy Craggy mine proposal years ago. Then and now, community members have expressed opposition to ore shipments that would increase industrial traffic on the Haines Highway, posing risk to users of the scenic byway and the Crahini and Chilkat Rivers. These shipments would also pass through the town site to reach the dock. Many local residents do not want ore transported alongside our rivers and through our town to Lutac Inlet. We are acutely aware of the ongoing legacy of contamination our neighbors in Skagway are facing in the seabed at Ada's ore terminal there, which cannot be fully remediated, and many Haines residents have serious concerns about such contamination here. According to ABF&G, over 90% of Chilkat Valley residents practice subsistence harvesting. In a time of economic uncertainty and supply chain disruptions, our community is increasingly dependent on local food harvest thanks to the natural abundance we enjoy here, as is the Alaskan way. Why would we welcome an ore terminal that would jeopardize that natural abundance? This time of change is a time to fund innovation and sustainable local economies, not risky ore terminals. Why not invest in Alaskans instead of foreign mining companies? Let it be noted there is significant local opposition to an ore dock at Lucek Inlet. ADA should stop pursuing this project and instead should invest in sustainable local business initiatives that contribute to the well-being of Alaskans and our local economy. Thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you for your comments.
Hey, good morning. My name is J.P. Wood from the law firm of Dillon & Findlay, and we represent former Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation employees Dan Gleason, Jack Lash, and Larry Bendel. We understand that you will be...
I just want to remind you, please limit your comments to 2 minutes.
I will. Thank you very much. So we understand you'll be discussing matters related to the Mustang development loan, which involves Brooks Range, during executive session this morning, and my comments are directed towards that agenda item. We submitted detailed written comments yesterday. I incorporate those written comments by reference, and we respectfully request that you review and consider the comments during your discussion in executive session. So Mr. Gleason, Mr. Lash, and Mr. Bendel worked for months between November 2019 and April 2020 without a paycheck from Brooks Range, and that despite the statutory obligation to pay these wages, a Brooks Range has not yet done so. To secure their right to payment, our clients filed statutory liens for unpaid wages on April 20th, 2020. To perfect their liens, the employees explicitly followed the requirements set in statute, and wage liens such as these are first liens with priority status, and they attach to any Brooks Range asset related to their work. And now our clients are long-term dedicated employees who worked for months without pay because they believe in Brooks Range and the Mustang project, and they would like to see it succeed. They could also be a valuable asset to Brooks Range going forward. We would prefer to resolve this matter informally without the need for litigation. So to that end, we ask that you recognize our client status as secured creditors with first lien priority during your consideration of any restructuring plans related to Brooks Range and the Mustang Field development. And I am happy to answer any questions that you have this morning, and I think I hit 2 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
Anyone that hasn't made a public comment and would like to, please press star 9 to raise your hand. When selected, you'll be prompted to speak. Please state your name and affiliation. No one else is raising their hand.
That's it? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so I will close the public comment section on the agenda now. Appreciate everybody's comments, and we'll certainly consider them. Next up on is item number 6, new business, and that is executive session, confidential matters related to ADA's office building, owned property, determination of external legal counsel, budget and audit subcommittee, loan modifications, Mustang development loan. I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Board Member Fogel. I move that the committee enter into executive session to discuss confidential matters related to ADA's office building and owned property, termination of external legal counsel, budget and audit subcommittee, loan modifications, and Mustang development loan.
Second.
Is there any objection for going to the executive session from the board? Hearing and... Thank you. We'll read these. Any objection to going to executive session? All right. With that, we're in executive session. We're going to stay here. And I'll let you do the telephones accordingly.
Coming in.
Well, welcome back, everybody. It's 2:35. I'm going to call a regular session back. I will mention that the board did not take any formal action on matters while discussing the executive session, and remind everybody that matters discussed in the executive session are confidential. including subject matter. We're back to new business. We've got A through C on new business. Alan, do you have anything to add?
I would request the board if we could add two agenda items. One would be to approve the minutes of the January 2026 and G2027, so there'd be items D and E on the agenda.
26 and 27?
Yep.
What's the topic?
G2026 is the resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority approving the negotiations and execution of a debt settlement and restructuring agreement and authorizing the authority to sell the foreclosed leases and provide financing to Phoenix LLC, subject to certain conditions, all in support of the Mustang oil field development project.
All right, and 2027 is?
Mr. Chairman, is a resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority approving amendment to loan agreement for Duff Point Development 2 LLC, which is Icy Strait Point Phase 2.
Thank you. Did I get a motion for those to put on the agenda?
Mr. Chairman, if I could ask staff, did the first item get read into the record when the microphone was off, or do we need to restate that?
Need to restate that for the record.
Thank you.
Through the chair, Ms. McKinnon, I'll restate the resolution number G2026, resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority approving the negotiation and execution of a debt settlement and restructuring agreement and authorizing the authority to sell the foreclosed leases and provide financing to Phoenix LLC, subject to certain conditions, all in support of the Mustang Oil Field Development Project, which we have generally referred to as Mustang Development Loan.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we add these two resolutions to the agenda, as well as moving item number C to the October meeting. The presentations on ADA's revolving fund investment portfolio.
Thank you. Any objection?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Seeing and hearing no objections, we've added G20-26 and G20-27, and we've postponed item number C, presentation ADA's revolving fund investment portfolio, until our next board meeting. Okay, that being said, we're up to item A, loan resolution L20-202, Equipment Services, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, with the item A on the agenda, this is resolution number L20-02, a resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority regarding purchase by the authority of a participation in Equipment Services, LLC.
Thank you. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman, what I would ask is if Chris Anderson would join us and open the discussion on the topic, please.
I always forget that.
Welcome, Chris.
Thank you. Well, as Alan indicated, this is a participation with North Rim. ADA would be retaining $863,100 of the $959,000 credit. Our term would be 10 years on a fixed basis. The borrower is Equipment Services, LLC, and the guarantors are Equipment Development Services, LLC, and the parent company, which is Equipment, Inc. The use of proceeds would be construction equipment financing. We would be retaining three jobs in this effort. As collateral, we would take a UCC filing on all equipment, and that would include Sandvik screening plant, the Finley Track Jaw Crusher. Sounds interesting. KPI, KCI, Cone Crusher, and Finley Conveyor. These pieces of equipment have been appraised at the equipment value of $1,410,000, which provides a 68% loan-to-value, and the net operating income for year ending 2019 was 3.1:1. There are no environmental issues noted. We do have a long history, with Eklutna, Inc., and the reason this is before you at this dollar amount is because of the related credit, and we have itemized those properties on your second page here. Bering Village Mall is a retail center on 36th, Office Depot, downtown. We have an interest in with Wells Fargo. We have another office building on 33rd and Arctic, which is fully tenanted. And we also have the FBI building downtown. So,
Chris, yeah. are all the assets cross-collateralized?
Pardon me?
Are the assets cross-collateralized?
No, they're not cross-collateralized, but they're all guaranteed by Klutna Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not cross-collateralized per se.
How are they guaranteed?
By Klutna Inc., by the parent company.
Press your button there, Jim, Bill.
We have security through that real estate?
Yeah.
Okay. As a second or?
No, as a first.
Okay.
With Northrim?
First deed of trust with Northrim.
And that's individually.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If Ada was to pursue the collateral, they would have to do that. We would have to do that individually against the single loans. It's not that we can pursue the other collateral or collateralization of the other loans. We would need to do that through the guarantor.
So you're just pretty much saying we have a history with them with these other.
Right, and they have never missed a payment in all of their indebtedness with us.
Does it make sense to cross-collateralize so that if one, I'm not talking about a Klutna, I'm just talking in general as a policy for the board to consider that when there's multiple loans with multiple assets and with individual LLCs, that if something goes awry with one, the guarantor is common to all of them? Does it make sense to cross-collateralize?
I don't know that it's always relevant to cross-collateralize across the board, but if you had say an entity that was a little weaker, you know, than others, it might make more sense to cross-collateralize. These are basically, you know, written as long-term asset loans.
No, I understand. I'm just talking from a policy standpoint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially in conditions of the day with COVID.
Right. There are certain circumstances where it does make sense to cross-collateralize.
So have you ever done that?
What, cross-collateralized? Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, so maybe you've done it and I just wasn't aware of it. I want to understand.
Mm-hmm. Most of these projects that you see stand on their own, so you probably don't see it cross-collateralized a lot.
Mr. Chair, this is Alan Weissner. In certain circumstances, the investment committee and review of it has recommended cross-collateralization as a risk mitigation issue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is more for the record. To get something down. And,
mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Okay. Questions from the board? Someone want to put it on the table for consideration?
I move resolution number L20-02.
This is Albert. I'll second it.
Okay. Is the resolution is on the table? Discussion? Support?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is Albert. I believe that since this is a long-term credit history, this is a good loan for us, especially in this time period, and we're at least saving three jobs in the Anchorage area, which is much needed. Thank you.
Yes, this is Bernie Carl, and looking at their track record of paying their loans, and they've been a long time customer. I think this is a good risk, and we should. I will be voting to pass this.
Thank you, Bernie.
Yes, I echo Bernie, and I think there were some personal guarantees that went along with this, so I think it's a pretty safe, secure loan.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to call for the question. Would you please poll the board?
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes. Mr. Carl.
Yes.
Mr. Poon.
Yes.
Passes.
Thank you. Brings us up to item number B, loan resolution L20-03-600 East Railroad Avenue, LLC. Presentation on the Ada Revolving Fund Investment Portfolio. Oh, that's, that, I don't know what that is. That's underneath that. Or I guess it's a C, huh?
One line.
Yeah. Got it. I'm going, what?
So, listen.
So,
I was a listening agent, so I have conflict. I'm available for the discussion. But I won't be voting on this. And the seller who built it is in the lobby. I'm going to bring him in if anybody has any questions here.
Okay. This is a loan.
Mr. Chairman, the
piece of property, I guess, the valley.
Item for the board is agenda item B, which is resolution number L2003. A resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority regarding purchase by the authority of a participation in 600 East Railroad Avenue, LLC.
Okay.
And with that, I would ask also Chris Anderson if you could please open the discussion.
Sure, you bet. This is a participation with North Rim. Our participating interest would be $3,915,000. Term would be 25 years, and it would be fixed rate. North Rim is retaining 10% at a 15-year term. The guarantor on this loan is Dr. Tony Nima. It is the acquisition of an office building in Wasilla, 33,186 square foot office building, and it is leased to the Matsuburo School District primarily, and then also the Legislative Affairs Agency. We would be retaining 47 jobs, and it would involve 3 new jobs as well. The property is professionally managed by GTK Property Management. We'd be taking a first use trust, and the property was appraised by Brian Bethard. He does a lot of commercial real estate work, and it was appraised at $5.9 million, which gives us a 74% loan-to-value. And in regards to the operating income, if the proposed debt service would give us a 1.88 to 1, our minimum being 1.25 to 1. In regards to environmental issues, we did not see any. The bank has requested that the phase 1 be waived, and the reason for that is, well, first of all, we always get an environmental risk assessment questionnaire. We, for the most part, get a VeriCheck report as well. And lender's environmental risk report resulted in a very low rating of 1 on a scale of 1 to 6. But over and above that, this was virgin ground when this property was built. And it has always been of this use. And it is it's on natural gas, city water, and sewer. So there's no above or below underground fuel tanks for heating. And this area is not known for contamination. So that is part of this request that the phase one be waived. In regards to the market,
Chris?
Yes.
So on the discussion of the property itself?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you the question I always ask. You probably know what that is.
I might.
Did you go see it?
Yes.
No.
Take that.
I should say the loan officer went to see
it. Oh, there you go. Okay.
And met with the lender, and they walked through it, yes.
So good. And you mentioned 47 retained jobs?
Yeah.
What are those
between jobs? The two. That I don't know exactly the job.
It's a home school, Massachusetts Central Home School.
Oh, the homeschool. Yeah, the legislative.
It's the Massachusetts Central Homeschool. It's also the legislative office for the Valley senators and House reps.
But primarily the school, right?
Primarily.
Yeah. We're having a private discussion.
So the retained jobs, is it accurate if the building wasn't there, would the borough go someplace else? If for some reason this building wasn't here, those retained jobs would go someplace else? Is that an accurate accurate statement?
Yes, they would be. It was our understanding through this whole thing, through discussion, that they would be throughout the school district.
And how long of lease do they have with these two entities for the building?
The school lease is just renegotiated. Three years with 2 1-year extensions, and the state lease is till 2027.
But the school has been there for 20 years, so they're probably not going anywhere.
The school has been there 20 years, but they just it was time to renegotiate the lease.
Right.
When the sale was coming up, so we, Dennis and I had Anna read.
I'm not going to bring up funding for LIOs. There's been one investor burned on that in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Continue, Chris.
All right. The strengths that we did see in this credit were the fact that it is fully leased to long-term tenants, that it is professionally managed. You have a strong guarantor financially. The ongoing weakness is, you know, just what's happening generally in the economy, but if you were going to pick tenants, I think these are good ones. For portfolio diversification, total dollars in the MATSU will increase from 15.61% to 19.67% with this loan. And statewide dollars in the office industry would increase from 20.67 to 21.37. So we're getting up to about a quarter of our portfolio. But staff does recommend this
loan. Questions from the board? Well, I will tell Chris that I appreciate you going out and someone looking at it. That's great.
Gets us out there. Yeah.
What's the pleasure of the board? Want to put a resolution up?
Mr. Chairman, I move that loan resolution number L20-03, 600 East Railroad Avenue, LLC, be put up for a vote.
This is Board Member Sandy. Second.
Thank you. Further discussion on the loan.
Board Member Carl, it's a no-brainer. It's got positive cash flow. The borrower has a good record, doctor with a good reputation in Fairbanks, Fairbanks boy. Makes sense. I'll be voting for it. These are the kind of loans we like.
Carl? No further discussion. I'll ask for a question. Would you please poll the board?
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Fogle?
Yes.
Mr. Carl?
Yes.
Mr. Pruse?
Yes.
This passed.
6-0. Okay. Thank you. So we're deferring item C until next board meeting. That brings us to item number E, G-20-26. Alan? Well, C is deferred, so I put it as E.
Mr. Chairman, we're requesting discussion on resolution number G-2026, a resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority approving the negotiation and execution of a debt settlement and restructuring agreement and authorizing the authority to sell the foreclosed leases and provide financing to Phoenix LLC subject to certain conditions, all in support of the Mustang Oil Field Development Project, again, which we have generally been referring to as the Mustang Development Loan.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, Board, I want to give a little bit of background and also have this established for the record of what has brought us to this particular point. We initiated a new loan agreement with Brooks Range Petroleum in May of 2019, which transferred our interests in the underlying project operations, or not operations, but project interests, into a direct loan to Brooks Range Petroleum and Caracol, particularly as the working interest owner in the underlying SMU leases, or Southern Milovich Unit leases. Since that point in time, there was investment and supposed to be a certain level of investment that was made by the working interest owners into the underlying leases. The full extent of that investment is in our view, has not been fully implemented.
and ultimately which has led to a default under those loans in November of 2019. Since that point in time, we have been working with initially some of the working interest owners, but principally Thyssen Petroleum, in various ways of structuring the facility. In January of 2020, before the board was presented, a resolution for new investment into the underlying project development, which was going to be taken care of or invested by Alpha Energy Holdings, the entity, the Singapore-based entity, which owns Caracol as the underlying working interest owner into this SMU leases. That investment and commitments that were related to that restructuring and term sheet that we again presented to the board did not follow through. We have since that point in time pursuing a restructure of this facility to the benefit of the state of Alaska and Alaskans that are involved on this, as well as the companies, more broadly than just ADA that has been involved in the process of working with Brooks Range Petroleum on the development of this field. At this point in time, we have, as of May, we initiated a foreclosure, a non-judicial foreclosure process on the underlying assets of Caracol, particularly in this case, and have been working very actively with some of the principal creditors that also have exposure to the company from the development of the underlying lease or the initial development, plan of development by the original working interest owners, also hand-in-hand with Thyssen Petroleum. I want to recognize and fully appreciate all the work that has gone on with these fellow companies that have the same critical issue that we have as far as recovery of the investments that have been made into this underlying project. And I also want to recognize the assistance that's been provided by Thyssen Petroleum in how we look to restructure this. What's before the board at this point in time is a debt settlement and restructuring agreement, which is looking to formalize the discussions that have been happening between those principal creditors, ADA, as well as Thyssen Petroleum, to obtain control of the underlying SMU leases with consent by DNR, or subsequently to get consent by DNR, as well as the specific equipment that has been financed by ADA directly to reorganize that and contribute those assets subject to specific terms and conditions that we've discussed to a company entitled Phoenix LLC, which is the restructuring ultimately of the Mustang development loan, as well as the line of credit that we have, which is subject to repayment by initially tax credits with the state of Alaska. So this is what we are requesting and looking for, putting forward to the board, is the authority to enter into those agreements with these other companies and their time and involvement with us and coming to this resolution and this agreement on the restructure, and then be able to go forward with a recovery for the SMU project, for the state of Alaska, and for ADA itself. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Howard. So a discussion before, or do we want to just put it on the table, then have a discussion? Put it on the table.
Mr. Chairman, this is Board Member Fogel. I'd like to put resolution number G20-26 for open for discussion.
Second.
Thank you.
Board Member Carl, I want to talk in favor of this resolution, and I personally have been putting a lot of time in this, usually 2 days a week, and I can tell you that it's my belief that ADA will get every dime of their investment back by working, by approving this resolution and letting us finish work through this. This field has value. It has a real opportunity. There was a time that people thought that maybe we should write this investment off. But I totally disagree with that philosophy. And I feel very good about where we're going. And I got to tell you that our executive director has been doing a tremendous job in leading the efforts on getting a resolution done and getting us in a positive place where we're going to get our money back and really taking an asset in the oil field in Prudhoe Bay that's going to pay back dividends to the state of Alaska for many, many years. So I'm proud to be a part of this team working on this, and I'm going to support resolution number G20-26.
Thank you, Bernie. All right. Well, I too would like to thank staff for their hard work and Thiessen Petroleum for stepping up to the plate for the equity investment they're planning on making. On top of that, also all the waterfall players that are waterfalled in and their hard efforts to make this work. That being said, I will ask for a polling of the board.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Kendick?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Carl?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Brings us to item number FG20-27.
Mr. Chairman, for the board and discussion, item agenda E, resolution number G20-27, resolution of the Alaska Industrial Development Export Authority, approving amendment to loan agreement for Duck Point Development 2 LLC, commonly referred to as Icy Strait Point Phase 2. We have provided a memorandum which is discussing the terms of that loan modification which has been requested. This resolution would adopt the terms that have been proposed within that memorandum in conversation with Unitona Corporation and their management for Icy Strait Point 2. And we put that to the table for good discussion.
Thank you. So for information, I've done business with Icy Strait Point in the past. I think I will recuse myself from voting on this. I don't know if I'll be doing business in the future, but just for public policy per se. So I'm going to ask Bernie Carl to continue the conversation with this G20-27.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, first of all, we need to get the resolution so we can talk about it. Do I hear a motion for that?
This is Board Member Sandy. I'd like to move for the approval of resolution number G20-27.
So do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, now open for discussion. Is there any comments on resolution G20-27?
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Board Member Fogel. I would just like to say that this is an excellent opportunity for us to help save the tourism business in Southeast and a company that has really grown over the past several years investing in local Alaska. And I think it's a good opportunity for us to use our patient capital to continue to see this business through these hard times. So I'll be voting in favor of this motion.
Thank you. Any other members?
Vice Chairman Carl, I second that, and I would just say that the Unitona Corp and Duck Point Development have certainly demonstrated that they've been responsible and collaborative partners with ADA, and I think it's an important project, and I certainly will be voting in favor of it.
Any other members would like to speak? Okay, I'll call for the question. All in favor? Excuse me. Sorry.
Ms. Sandy?
Yes.
Ms. McKinnon?
Yes.
Mr. Kendick?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Cruz?
Same.
Oh, sorry. Mr. Carl?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Back to you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Carl. All right, that brings us on our agenda next to item number 7, director's comments. We've got the ADA and AE organization charts quarterly updates. Ellen?
But one thing I want to highlight, thank you, Mr. Chairman, this is Alan Weiser. One thing I want to highlight is that we do not have the loan dashboard report for you for this month. That has not been added into the packets and available for public review. We have not been able to issue that information, and we will be bringing that back up for next board meeting. But due to personnel issues and the way that it's being produced, we're not able to do it for this month. So I just want to highlight that for your attention.
All right.
Ultimately, we have an updated organization chart, which is following discussions with the board as far as organizing on the on ADA itself. We have new positions that have been identified, and we're currently have posted for people to express their interest is the chief operating officer position for ADA, as well as the replacement on the chief investment officer for ADA. And that's represented then in the organization chart that you have in front. The update we have for the resolution G1921, which is an update on our capital projects that you have for you, and then as well as the information and update on our project matrices.
All right. Do you want to go to resolution G1921? So you already do that one?
That report is attached for your review. Okay. There's been no material changes on that.
Okay. All right, we're going to eight, public communications.
Mr. Chairman, what I want to recognize is that we have received and I have provided that information to the board as of yesterday, and we heard the public testimony this morning by Dan Gleason related to the employees of Brooks Range Petroleum Corporation. So that information and with their legal counsel has been advanced to the board. That is a new public outreach comments that have been received. What I do want to identify and register on for our information at this point is that we have had an opportunity to talk about that as well with the board, and we are currently referring that to our legal counsel.
Okay. All right, brings us to item 9, board comments.
This is Board Member Carl. I would like to, first of all, say thank you to the staff. I think we've had I see things getting better and better here, and I really appreciate that. I realize that sometimes it seems kind of thankless because you guys have a board with a lot of different personalities here, and I appreciate all the effort that the staff puts into for us to have a good meeting. I also appreciate the fact that, we had a good, seminar here yesterday to figure out a strategic plan for the future. I find that very helpful, and I believe that ADA and AEA has a very, very strong future in Alaska. It has to start with the staff, so thank you very much.
This is Board Member Sandy. I echo that, and I just want to, you know, just say for those who aren't here to participate, there's a tremendous amount of work that goes into the preparation of these projects before they come before the board, and then obviously the discussion is in-depth, but I think everybody in the room is working really hard to benefit Alaskans and to benefit the state of Alaska, and I very much appreciate the work, so thank you all.
Thank you, Julie. Further comments? Well, I too would like to thank staff. I'd like to thank board members for yesterday's strategic planning session. I'd like to thank the budget and audit subcommittee for their efforts to date and future efforts in the future. I'd also like to congratulate Alan on the second official board meeting. And look forward to as Bernie said, more positive, moving forward with our organization, being able to do more things, economic development and finance for the citizens of this great state. With that, I will take a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
This is Albert, second.
Thank you. By the way, our next board meeting is October 28th, and with that, no objections for adjournment, we adjourn.